Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining me this morning. I'm not looking back. I'm moving ahead. Hallelujah. Ready to move forward in the Word of God. And as always, it is a great word. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with open hearts, minds, and spirits, asking you, Lord God, to increase as we decrease. Father God, asking that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For Lord God, you are our strength, you are our redeemer. And we lift up this mighty word in the precious and holy name of our loving Savior, Christ Jesus, who died on Calvary's cross for our awful sinful sins, that we may be saved by grace, Lord God, and saved by his blood and by the blood, by the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. We ask you, Lord God, to watch over us, to bless us, Lord God, to increase again, Lord God, as we decrease. For we are redeemed by your love and your grace, God. Continue, God, to lead and guide us in the way that we should go, so we would not depart from it and depart from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Giving honor to the Most High God, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. On this 30th day of June, we will be finishing up First Chronicles. And God willing, we will be reading First Chronicles starting at chapter 23. And ending at chapter 29. And then on Monday, July the 3rd, we will be going into 2 Chronicles, chapter 1, God willing. So welcome to Old Testament Friday, where we will be in 1 Corinthians Chronicles. We're chronicling, and I'm going to tell you up front and ask your forgiveness up front. Y'all know that these names are a little hard, but we will be going over them. We will be muddling through, and the word God gave me is be strong and of good courage. The Lord God, my God, will be with you, for the Lord knows that I have to be strong and I have to be courageous to pronounce some of these names in the Old Testament. But I'm going to do my best. So bear with me, pray for me, and let's get started. And it says, so when David was old, full of days, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. And he gathered together all the leaders of Israel with the priests and the Levites. Now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and above, and the number of individual males was 38,000. Of these, 24,000 were to look after the work of the house of the Lord. 6,000 were officers and judges, 4,000 were gatekeepers, and 4,000 priests. Praise the Lord with musical instruments, which I made, said David, for giving praise. Again, let's go there. David made the musical instruments to give God praise. David created those horns and the trumpets and all the things that were needed to harp to praise God. And he said, which I made, said David, for giving praise. We got to give God praise. We got to know that he is God and that he loves us. All right. on last night, and that he woke me up this morning. Clothed in my right mind, hallelujah, to speak the names as we go forth. And it says, also David separated them into divisions among the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Of the Gershonites, Laban and Shimei, the sons of Laban, the first Jael, then Zatham and Joel, three in all, the sons of Shammai, Shelemith, Hazael, Haran, three in all. These were the heads of the father's houses of Laban, sons of Shimei, Ashimi, Jahath, Zina, Jesha, and Berai. These were the four sons of Shimei. Jahath was the first, and Zizai the second, but Jesha and Berai did not have many sons. Therefore, they were assigned as one father's house. The sons of Korah, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel bore in all the sons of Aaron and Moses. And Aaron was set apart, he and his sons, forever, that he should sanctify, hallelujah, the most holy things, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister to him, and to give the blessing in his name forever. Now the sons of Moses, the man of God, were reckoned to the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses were Gershon and Eliezer. Of the sons of Gershon, Shabuel was the first. Of the descendants of Eliezer, Rehabiah was the first, and Eliezer had no other sons. But the sons of Rehabiah were very many. Of the sons of Izhar, Shelemith was the first. Of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah was the first, and Mariah the second, Jehazel the third, and Jachamim the fourth. Of the sons of Judah, Micah was the first, and Josiah the second. The sons of Merari were Mahlai and Mushai. The sons of Mahlai were Eliezer and Kish. And Eliezer died and had no sons, but only daughters. And their brethren, the sons of Kish, took them as wives. The sons of Mishai were Melai, Edar, and Jeremoth, three in all. These were the sons of Levi by their father's houses, the heads of the father's houses, as they were counted individually by the number of their names, who did the work for the service of the house of the Lord from the age of 20 years and above. But David said, the Lord God of Israel has given rest to his people, that they may dwell in Jerusalem forever. And also to the Levites, they shall no longer carry the tabernacle or any of the articles for its service. For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above, because their duty was to help the sons of Aaron in the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts and in the chambers, in the purifying of all holy things, and the work of the service of the house of God, both with the showbread and the fine flour for the grain offering, with the unleavened cakes, what is baked in the pan, and what is mixed, and with all kinds of measures and sizes, to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, hallelujah, and likewise at evening, and at every presentation of a burnt offering to the Lord on the Sabbath, and on the new moon, and on the set feast, by number, according to the ordinary governing them regularly before the Lord, and that they should attend to the needs of the tabernacle of meeting, the needs of the holy place, and the needs of the sons of Aaron, their brethren, in the work of the house of the Lord. In other words, they had to go to work. chapter 24 of First Chronicles. Now these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. And Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children. Therefore, Eleazar and Ithamar ministered as priests. Then David with Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Amalek of the sons of Ithamar divided them according to the schedule of their service. There were more leaders found of the sons of Eleazar than of the sons of Ithamar, and thus they were divided amongst the sons of Eleazar, with 16 heads of their father's houses, 8 heads of their father's houses among the sons of Ithamar. Thus they were divided by lot, one group as another, for there were officials of the sanctuary and officials of the house of God, from the sons of Eleazar and from the sons of Ithamar, and the scribe Shemaiah, the son of Nethanel, one of the Levites, wrote him down before the king, the leaders, Zadok the priest, Amalek, the son of Abathar, and the heads of the father's houses, of the priests, the Levites, one father's house taken by Eleazar and one for Ithamar. Now the first lot fell to Jehoiarib, the second to Jedidiah, the to Hiram, the fourth to Jehoiarib, and the fifth to Malchadai, the sixth to Nezraim, and the seventh to Hekaz, and the fifth to Abizai, the ninth to Joshua, and the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Elishaib, and the 12th to Jakin, the 13th to Hippah, and the 14th to Jezebiab, and the 5th to Bilgah, the 16th to Emmer, the 17th to Edo, and the 18th to Hippazah, the 19th to Peltiah, and the 20th to Jezekiel, the 21st to Jakin, the 22nd to Jezemo, and the 20th to Deliah, and the 24th to Messiah. These was the schedule of their service for coming into the house of the Lord according to their ordinance by the hand of Aaron their father, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. And the rest of the sons of Levi, of the sons of Ammon, Shubo, of the sons of Shabal, Jediah, concerning Rehabiah, sons of Rehabiah, the first was Isaiah of the Israelites, Shelemoth of the sons of the Shelemoth, Jehad of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah was the first, Amariah the second, Jehazel the third, and Jachamim the fourth of the sons of Uzziel, Micah of the sons of Micah, Shema, the brother of Micah, Isaiah of the sons of Isaiah, Zechariah, the sons of Mari were Miley and Mishai, the sons of Jezariah, Beno, the sons of Mari, the Josiah, Guabino, Shoham, Zakur, and of the Melai, Eliza, I'm sorry, who had no sons, of Kish, the sons of Kish, Jeremiah. Also the sons of Mishah were Mali, Edar, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites according to their father's houses. These also cast lots, and their brothers of the sons of Aaron did in the presence of King David, Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of the father's houses, of the priests, the Levites, the chief fathers did just as a younger brother. Chapter 25. Moreover, David and the captains of the army separated for service Heman and of Jedidah, who should prophesy with harp, string instruments, and cymbals. And the number of the skilled men performing their service was of the sons of Esau, Zachor, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Ishmael, the sons of Asaph, was under the direction of Asaph, who prophesied according to the order of the king of Jedidah. The sons of Jedidah, Gedaliah, Zori, Jeshaiah, and Nethaniah, six under the direction of their father, Jethan, who prophesied with a heart to give faith and to praise the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Zechariah, Mataniah, Uzziah, Shabul, Shabuel, Jeremiah, Hananiah, Elathan, Gedaliah, Ramadai, Israel, Jazbik, Melod, Hirai, Horeth, Mahazat. All these were the sons of Heman, the king's fear in the words of God. The exalt is horn for God, gave Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these were under the direction of their father for the music in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, stringed instruments, and harps, for the service of the house of God. Asaph, Jedidah, and Heman were under the authority of the king. So the number of them with their brethren who were instructed in the songs of the Lord, all who were skillful, was 2,088. Cast lots for their duty, the small as well as the great, the teacher with the student. Now the first lot for Asaph came out for Joseph, the second for Gedaliah, him with his brothers and sons, 12. The third was Zachor, whose son, his sons and his brothers, 12. The fourth to Jezreel, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 15th to Nethaniah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 6th to Bakiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 7th to Jeshurah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 8th to Jeshaiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 9th for Nethaniah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 10th to Shemai, his sons, 12. The 11th to Azrael, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 12th to Heshbiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 13th to Shabal, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 14th to Nethaniah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 15th for Jeremiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 16th to Hananiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 17th for Josh, his sons and his brothers, 12. And the 18th to Hananiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 19th for Milah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 20th for Ethai, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 21st to Hithar, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 22nd to Gelgai, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 23rd to Maviat, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 24th to his sons and his brothers, 12. And I thank you, Lord, for helping me to get through all of those names, because they are somewhat hard. And as we go into the 26th chapter of First Chronicles, again, more names. And we praise God for them because we never know, some of them may have been our ancestors. As we continue, we go to concerning the division of the gatekeepers. God, but I just have to stop and take a pen and say, God, everything and everyone in their proper place. So many times we want to put people where we think they should go and not where God thinks they should go. So we have to be very careful that we don't place people, that we wait for their calling. It took me, I knew I was called at 17. I had an experience in Canada, and I was called by God. I heard the voice of God. Was on my knees. Had already been going through training in ministry as a child because we ministered on quarters. We were part of the Salvation Army for cadets. And our assignment was to eventually be Salvation Army officers, which was my plan. I was going to become an officer of the Salvation Army. But God had other plans. Instead, I became married at 19 and did all the things for 32 years that God had planned for me to do as a wife, as a mother. And I got back into ministry as a teacher of children's church, children's ministry. And then I became the director of children's ministry. And then our assistant, I was a co-director, actually, of children's ministry. And then I came back to, then God called me for women's ministry for 10 years, and I did women's ministry. And then he put me back into children's ministry as youth pastor. And I tell you, God calls each of us into our assignment. Sometimes he will use a pastor. Sometimes he will use others. But God puts us where we need to be for the season that we're there. And I thank God for all that he has done. And I thank God that he has given me many assignments. But we have to always remember that whatever it is that you're called to do, God's going to put you there eventually. 2 years for me to wind up where I was supposed to be. You know, we already know that 52 is equal 7, which is complete. God had completed my time as a wife, and it was now my time to be a minister. So I thank God for all that he does. Tomorrow will be my 45th wedding anniversary. Good Lord. God still gets the honor. God still gets the praise because I had 32 great years. And I know 45 would have been even better. But it was not my assignment. My assignment as a wife was over. I'll be a mother till the day I leave this earth. And I thank God for the times that I have. You have to thank God for what you have, and you can't wallow in what could or would or should have been, because everything was God's decision. Just as all these crazy names that I am doing my best to butcher, but actually I'm doing my best to pronounce, because as you go through life, you will see these names on somebody's child. So it's good to learn them from the Word of God. Hallelujah. So let's get back into the Word this morning. And I thank God again for all he's done in my life. I thank God for his grace. So it says, concerning the division of the gatekeepers of the Korahites, Meshelemiah, the son of Kuyo, score according of the sons of Asaph and the sons of Meshelemiah were Zechariah, the firstborn, Jadiel, the second, Zebadiah, the third, Jethanel, the fourth, Elam, the fifth, Jehohanan, the sixth, Elohanai, the seventh. Moreover, the sons of Obed-Edom were Shemaiah, the firstborn, Jehozabad, the second, Jehoah, the third, Zathar, the fourth, Nethanel, the fifth, Amiel, the sixth, Issachar, the seventh, Pulthai, the eighth, for God blessed him. Also to Shemaiah, the son was sons born, who governed their father's house, because they were men of great ability. The sons of Shemaiah were Othni, Raphael, Obed, Elzabad, whose brother Elihu and Shemaiah were able men. All these were the sons of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and their brethren, able men with strength for the work. 62 of Obed-Edom. And we know Obed-Edom, whose place was where the Ark of the Covenant was stored. But understand, he was a Levite. It wasn't just stored at any old house. It was stored where it could be kept safe and with someone who was one of the few in the families of the Levites to be able to take care of the Ark. So the names that you have seen in other chapters, in other scriptures, all through the Old Testament, you're finding out now who they belong to and why certain things were given to them in care, was given in his care because of who he was, and that it was one of the assignments that he, as a Levite, could ask. And as we continue, it says, Meshelemiah, the sons and brethren, 18 able men. Also, Hosah of the children of Mori as sons. Shemaiah, the first, for though he was not the firstborn, his mother, father, made him the first. Helkiah, the second. Tabaliah, the third. Zechariah, the fourth. All the sons of the brethren of Hosah were 13. Among these were the divisions of the gatekeepers, among the chief men having duties just like their brothers, to serve in the house of the Lord, cast lots for each gate, the small as well as the great, according to their father's house. The lot for the east gate fell to Shelemiah. Then they cast lots for their son Zechariah. A wise counselor and this lot came out for the north gate, to Obed-Edom the south gate, and to his sons the storehouse, to Shabim and Hosah. The lot came out for the west gate, with the Shalkith gate on the ascending highway. Watchmen of opposite watchmen on the east were 6 Levites. On the north, 4 each day. On the south, 4 each day. And 4 the storehouse, 2 by 2. As for Parbar, on the west, there was 4 the highway and 2 at the Parbar. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers among the sons of Korah, amongst the sons of Mori, of the Levites. Hajar was over the treasuries of the house of God, and over the treasuries of the dedicated things. The sons of Laban, the descendants of the Gershonites of Laban, heirs of the father's house of Laban, and Gershite, the sons of Jahili, Jason, and Joel, his brother, were over the treasuries of the house of the Lord, of the Amramites, the Esharites, and the Hebronites, and the Israelites. Shebuel, the son of Gershon, was the son of Moses, was overseer of the treasury, and his brother-in-law Elijah was Rahabiah, the son Jeshiah, his son, Joram, his son, Zachari, his son, and Shelomit, his son. This Shelomit and his brother were over all the treasures of the dedicated things which King David and the heads of the father's houses, the captains of a thousand and the hundred, and the captains of the army had dedicated some of the spoils won in battle. They dedicated to them maintain the house of the Lord. In all this, Samuel, the seer, Saul, the son of Kish, Abner, the son of Ner, Joab, the son of Zeruiah, had dedicated every dedicated thing was under the hand of Shelomites and his brothers of the Ezraites. Shemaniah and his sons performed duties as officials and judges over Israel outside Jerusalem. Of the Hebronites, his buyer and his brethren, 1,700 able men, had the oversight of Israel on the west side of the Jordan for all the business of the Lord and in the service of the king. Among the Hebronites, Jeriah was head of the Hebronites, according to his genealogy of the fathers in the 40th year of the reign of David. They were sought, and there were found among them capable men as Jazer of Gilead and his brethren were 2,700 able men, heads of fathers' houses, whom King David made officials over the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, for every matter pertaining to God and the affairs of the king. Chapter 27. And the children of Israel, according to their number of the heads of their fathers' houses, the captains and thousands and hundreds and their officers served the king in every manner of military division. These divisions came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year, each division having 24,000. There's a lot of people in Jerusalem and in Israel at this time doing the work of God. God had set everything in order for his house to move, for everything to be decent and in order. And as we go forth, it says, over the first division, for the first month was Jashobeam, the son of Zebediah, and in his division were 24,000. He was of the children of Perez, and we know Perez was the son of Tamar, who was also the son of Judah. And it says, and the chief of all the captains of the army for the first month over the division of the second month was Dodai and Ohai and his division. Miklot also was the leader in his division with 24,000. The third captain of the army for the third month was Benaniah, the son of Dodai, the priest who was chief. And his division was 24,000. This was Benaniah, who was mighty among 30 and was over 30 in his division, was Amazabad, his son. The fourth captain for the fourth month was Heshael, the brother of Joab, and Zabadiah, his son, after him. And his division was 24,000. The fifth captain for the fifth month was Shamhut, the Ezraite, in his division, were 24,000. The sixth captain for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Ikish, the Tokite, the Tekoites in his division were 24,000. He led the Philonites of the children of Ephraim in his division were 24,000. The eighth captain for the eighth month was Shibbethai, the Hishite of the Zerahites, in his division were 24,000. The ninth captain for the ninth month was Ebezer, the Anahite of Benjamin, in his division were 24,000. The tenth captain for the tenth month was Mahari, the Nephthite of the Zerahites, in his division were 24,000. The 11th captain for the 11th month was Benaniah, the Paratonite of the children of Ephraim, in his division were 24,000. The 12th captain of the 12th month was Haggai, the Netophahite of Orthonel, in his division were 24,000. Furthermore, over the tribes of Israel, the officer over the Reubenites was Elijah, the son of Zechari. Over the Simeonites was Shephatiah, the son of Mekai. Over the Levites, Hashabiah, the son of Kemuel. Over the Aaronites, Zadok. Over Judah, Elihu. Over David's brother, one of David's brothers. Over Issachar, Amari, the son of Michael. Over Zebulun, Ishmael, the son of Obadiah. Over Naphtali, Jeremoth, the son of Israel. Over the children of Ephraim, Hoshea, the son of Isaiah. Over the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, the son of Pedaiah. Over the half-tribe of Manasseh, is Gilead, Ido, the son of Zechariah. Over Benjamin, Jeshua, the son of Abner. Over Dan, Israel, the son of Joel. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. But David did not take the number of those 20 years old and under the cause the Lord had said he would multiply Israel like the stars of the heavens. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, began assisting, but he did not finish. But wrath came upon Israel because of the census. Nor was the number recorded in that count of the chronicles of King David. Mavath, the son of Adel, was over the king's treasures, and Jehonathan, the son of Uzziah, was over the storehouses in the field, on the cities, in the villages, in the cities, in the villages, and in the fortresses. Ezra, the son of Shalom, was over those who did the work of the field for tilling the ground. And Shammai, the Lamahite, was over the vineyards. And Zebda, the Shaphanite, was over the produce of the vineyards for the supply of wine. The Hanan of the Gidorites was over the olive trees. And I lost my spot. Okay, and the sycamore trees that were in the lowlands. And Joash was over the store of oil. And Shatrai, the Sharonite, was over the herd and fed Sharon and Shephet. The sons of Adal were over the herds that were in the valley. Obal and the Ishmaelite was over the camel. Jadiah, the Merahite, was over the donkeys. And Jesse, the Hegite, were over the flock. All these were the officials over David's property. After also Jehoash, the Hornite, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe, and Jael, the son of Achmani, was with the king's son. Asaphiah was the king's counselor, and Hushai, the archite, was the king's companion. after Fael was Joadiah, the son of Benaniah, then Abathar, and the general of the king's army was Joab. All righty. Whew. It's a word. And now our title is coming out of 1 Chronicles chapter 28. Now David assembled at Jerusalem all the leaders of Israel, the officers of the tribes, and the captains of the divisions who served the king, the captains over thousands, the captains over hundreds, and the stewards over all the substance and possessions of the king, and of his sons, with the officials, the valiant men, and all the mighty men of valor. Then King David rose to his feet and said, "Hear me, my brothers and my people. I added in my heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord and for the footstool of our God, and I had made preparations to build it. But God said to me, 'You shall not build a house for my name, because you have been a man of war and have shed blood.' However, the Lord God of Israel chose me above all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever, for he had chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he was pleased with me to make me king over all Israel and of all my sons, for the Lord has given me many sons. He has chosen my son Solomon to sit on the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. Now he said to me, 'It is your son Solomon who shall build my house and my court, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever if he observe my commandments and my judgments as it is this day. Now, therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the assembly of the Lord, and in the hand of our God, be careful to seek out all the commandments of the Lord your God, that you may possess this good land and leave it as an inheritance for your children after you forever. As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. And David gave his son Solomon the plans for the vestibule, the houses, its treasuries, its upper chambers, its inner chambers, and the place of the mercy seat, and the plans for all that he had by the spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord, of all the chambers all around, of the treasures of the house of God, and of the treasures for the dedicated things, also for the division of the priests and the Levites, for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the articles of service in the house of the Lord. He gave gold by weight for things of gold, for all articles used in every kind of service, also silver, for all articles of silver by weight, for all articles for the lampstand of gold, and their lamps of gold by weight for each lampstand and its lamps, for the lampstands of silver by weight, for the lampstands and its lamps according to the use of each lampstand, and by weight he gave gold. He gave gold for stand, and by weight he gave gold for the tables of the showbread, for each table, and silver for the tables of silver. Also pure gold for the forks, the basins, the pitchers of pure gold, and the golden bowls. He gave gold by weight for every bowl, and for silver bowls, silver by weight for every bowl. But we find gold by weight for the altar of incense and for the construction of the chariot. That is the gold cherubim that spread their wings and overshadow the ark of the covenant of the Lord. All this, said David, the Lord made me stand in writing by his hand upon me all the works of these plans. And David said to his son Solomon, be strong and of good courage. A word for this morning. And do it. Do not fear nor be dismayed. For the Lord God, my God, will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I love this, a life lesson. It says in 1 Chronicles 28 and 19, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me all the works of these plans. Inspired by the Spirit of God, David drew a plan for the temple. If we will allow this unhindered in our lives, we can draw upon his guidance and wisdom in all areas of life. Verse 21 of 1 Chronicles, chapter 28. Here are the divisions of the priests and the Levites for all the service of the house of God, and every willing craftsman will be with you for all manner of workmanship, for every kind of service, also the leaders and all the people will be completely at your command. Chapter 29 of 1 Chronicles. Furthermore, King David said to all the assembly, my son Solomon, whom alone God has chosen, is young and inexperienced, and the work is great, because the temple is not for man, but for the Lord God. Now for the house of my God I prepare with all my might, gold for things to be made of gold, silver for things of silver, bronze for things of bronze, iron for things of iron, wood for things of wood, onyx stones, stones to be set, glistening stones of various colors, all kinds of precious stones and marble slabs in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my attention on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my own special treasure of gold and silver, 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, 7,000 talents of refined silver, to overlay the walls of the houses, the gold for things. Gold for the things. I'm just trying to get there. Of gold and silver for things of silver. For all kinds of work to be done by the hand of craftsmen. Who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord? And the leaders of the fathers' houses, leaders of the tribes of Israel, the captains of thousands and the hundreds with the officers over the king's work offered willingly. They gave for the work of the house of God 5,000 talents, 10,000 dirhams of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, 100,000 talents of iron, and whoever had precious stones gave them to the treasures of the house of the Lord into the hand of Jael the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly, because with a loyal heart they had offered willingly to the Lord. And King David also rejoiced greatly. Therefore David blessed the Lord before all the assembly, and David said, blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. For who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willing as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you. For we are aliens and pilgrims before you, as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow, and without hope, ooh, a word. O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have prepared to build you a house for your holy name is from your hand and is all your own. I know also, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now with joy, I have seen your people who are present here to offer willingly to you. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the intent, the thoughts of the heart of your people, and fix the heart towards you. And forgive my son Solomon a loyal heart to keep your commandments and your testimonies and your statutes, to do all these things and to build the temple for which I have made provision. Then David said to all the assembly, now bless the Lord your God. So all the assembly blessed the Lord God of their fathers and bowed their heads and prostrated themselves before the Lord and the king. And they made sacrifices to the Lord and offered burnt offerings to the Lord on the next day, 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, 1,000 lambs with their drink offerings and sacrifices in abundance of all Israel. So they ate and drank before the Lord with great gladness on that day. And they made Solomon, the son of David, king the second time and anointed him before the Lord to be the leader and Zadok to be the priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David, his father, and prepared, and all Israel obeyed him, and all the leaders and the mighty men, and also all the sons of King David, submitted themselves to King Solomon. So the Lord exalted Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed on him such royal majesty as had not been for him in Israel. Thus David, the son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel, and the period that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years he reigned in Hebron, and 33 years he reigned in Jerusalem. So he died in a good old age, full of days and riches and honor. And Solomon his son reigned in his place. Now the acts of King David, first and last, indeed, they are written in the book of Samuel. Book of Samuel, the seer, in the book of Nathan, the prophet, and in the book of Gad, the seer, with all his rage and his might and the events that happened to him, to Israel, and to all the kingdoms of the land. What a word. We may have started out with a whole bunch of names, but we ended with a praise for the Most High. And I love this word in Life Lesson 29:9 of First Chronicles. With a loyal heart, they offer willingly to the Lord. When the Lord fills our heart, we delight to honor him with our will, with our wallet. Willing offerings to the Lord work results in great joy for the giver. We can never outgive God, because we give nothing to God, and he has not first given us. We can't be God and giving, because everything we have, we got from God. Hallelujah. And I love this life question that I asked you. Answers the life question: does God consider loyalty an important trait in his people? And I, like Dr. Stanley, believe that he does. God wants us to be loyal to him and to follow his edicts and dictates. Our relationship with God is usually reflected in our relationship with other people. The more loyal we are to God, the more loyal we tend to be with friends and family members. That's no accident. God considers loyalty an important trait. David thought it's so important that he prayed, "Give my son Solomon a loyal heart to keep your commandments and your testimonies and your statutes." God wants us to remain loyal to him, and he wants us to remain loyal to the people he puts in our lives. Perhaps this helps to explain why we find as many beautiful pictures of loyalty in the Bible. For example, Jonathan remained loyal to David, even at the risk of his own health and safety. 1 Samuel 18:4-19:2. In the New Testament, we see a bond of loyalty between the Apostle Paul and Barnabas, two men who helped change the course of the world for Christ, even though they couldn't always agree. But perhaps the most beautiful picture of loyalty in all the scriptures is that of Ruth for her mother-in-law, Naomi. Many people have inscribed her words on bracelets and pendants that they carry with them everywhere. "For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also in anything, but there parts you and me." Ruth 1:16-17. A loyal person remains steadfast. Loyalty comes from the heart. It is motivated by love and wants the best for the other person. You never have to beg the support of loyal friends or coworkers. Loyalty also demands trust. It leaves no room for deception or mistrust. As a result, individuals loyal to one another relate at much deeper levels than others. A loyal person makes for a reliable messenger. Disloyalty causes division, especially among Christians. Loyal friends defend the other person and refuse to listen to gossip. Catch that and put that in your ass. Loyalty speaks the truth. A loyal person has a strong sense of responsibility. Genuine loyalty is not built in a certain environment, popularity, or convenience. True loyalty is built on devotion to God and love of others. Last, God always rewards those who remain loyal to him and to the people he places in our lives. You can never outgive God, even in loyalty. And a word from my sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, a loyal member of this family. And all I can say is thanking God for my sister in Christ who has a word from God. But I have not gotten a word for it today. But that's okay, because God has given us a word from our word in prayer. It's just a scripture. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, Matthew 28:18, NIV. And I thank you all for listening. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and your family. Have a blessed and wonderful day in the Lord. And please join me on Sunday for New Testament, Psalm, and Proverbs. Have a blessed day. Have a great weekend. Keep me in your prayers as you keep the Smith family in prayer. As I go with my little sister in Christ to utilize her grandmother as I go to our funeral. Thank you so much, family. Have a great day. Be blessed. It is a wrap. Why? Because I got to go to work. Love you all. Have a great day.